everyone. It's time to get into one of my favorite rumors, well, celebrity stories of the year, and that is Tommy Lee versus Tamar Braxton versus Jeremy Robinson from Queen's Court. Let's get into it. Okay. I don't know why Tommy and Tamar have beef. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I don't know why. I did my Googles. I did one Google search, and the Google search was just bringing up what unfolded over the weekend. It didn't give me any background on why they have beef. And then I did not ask anyone who would know the answer to that question. I thought about that after having a conversation with some people who really, keep track of all of the celebrity news that I don't keep track of. So I'm sorry, I don't know why they have beef. All I know is I reviewed Queen's Court on the podcast because I am a fan of Evelyn Lozada's, I'm a fan of Nivea's, and I enjoy Tamar because I find her hilarious, just like I find Nivea hilarious. So I watched the show and I said, like, Tamar is superficial. She picked Jeremy because he was always giving her these little gifts and she's materialistic, I should say. And so she thought, okay, well, yeah, let me be with this person. This guy, he has his own practice. He has his own business. He's a lawyer. He also has 6 children, though, Tamar, if I'm not mistaken, by like 6 baby mamas. And 2 of his kids are the same age because he put a baby in someone into 2 people at the same time. He's trash. And she was looking at JR, that's his little nickname, like he was better than all of the men who have less kids. So JR was on the show, and what did he do? He wore clothes that had the name of his company on the clothes so that he could promote his business when he's on the show, when he's supposed to be on the show to find a wife. He was always sus to me. It was really obvious. So Tamar chose JR. Then JR dumped Tamar and he came out with a statement that he put out about how he wants peace and he doesn't want negativity. And Tamar was really, really hurt and she was going through a lot. She had her SUV broken into and she was just really down bad. And he also put her on blast, put their split on blast. Then fast forward to, I don't know, a few weeks ago or so, we see that JR went to a NBA game, the Knicks or whatever, with Tommy Lee, whatever team it was. He took Tamar's op to courtside seats to watch a freaking basketball game. All the while knowing, like, Tamar is one of the most emotional people who has ever been on reality TV. That's part of the reason why I love her. She's very emotional, but unfortunately, like, her emotional IQ is very low and she flies off the handle. She gets depressed. Her mental health is fragile. And so JR went and it was just public. It was public that he took Tamar's op out on a date. Okay, fine. That was then. We weren't thinking about them at all. Especially because JR already said, like, him and Tamar were not together. So then Tamar does a concert and she says, I'm just letting y'all know that I got my man back and I don't care that he went to a basketball game with a crackhead. She said something like that. So then Tommy Lee wasted no time. The bitch put on a bikini and got on Instagram and said, yeah, you know, he was thirsty. He's thirsty. I said I like his suit and he just got in my DMs, flew me out, paid for the hotel with points. Some people are like, why did he pay for points? It's like, hello, it can't be tracked. It can't be traced like a debit card. She goes, he paid for a hotel with points and he ate my ass. And I'm just telling you right now that he's the one who's so thirsty and you shouldn't have anything to do with him. And as black women, we shouldn't be, you know, something like fighting for this man or whatever. Those are op games, et cetera, et cetera. So then JR put out a statement, I guess, the next day after Tommy Lee set the internet on fire. And he said how he's going to spend the rest of his life protecting his queen, Tamar. He also did a podcast. He also did a podcast that came out, the episode came out, I guess, yesterday or the day before. And he was, very deep in his black scent. And I couldn't stomach whatever he was saying on the podcast. He wasn't talking about Tommy Lee or Tamar. He was talking about something, but he is thirsty. Tommy Lee clocked him when she said that he was thirsty. He is. And I said this since he was on the show wearing all these clothes, promoting his damn business. So where do we go from here? Is Tamar going to be with this man who vows to protect her for the rest of his life and says that he shouldn't have taken that lady, quote, that lady out when he was single? Not only did JR go on a date with Tamar's enemy, but he exposed Tamar after they broke up, saying he wants positivity, basically making it sound like she's a psycho bitch. Then Tommy Lee also says that he was complaining about Tamar to Tommy Lee. And the things that Tommy Lee was saying, I do believe that those things came from JR. I don't really think that even though she doesn't get along with Tamar, I don't think she would have made all that stuff up. So why is JR should not be in a position to quote unquote protect his queen if he shouldn't even be with his quote unquote queen? Because look at what he was putting in Tommy Lee's ear. And everybody's saying that's pillow talk. Like, that's real shit. They hooked up. He ate her out. He ate her ass, apparently. And then he's saying all of this about his ex-fiance. And she just. Okay. We as women, we need to do better because we can do better. JR, he's the color of cotton candy. He is short. He is thin. There is nothing attractive about this man to me. I don't like anyone who is just basically translucent, super pale, but then they got their pink blotches everywhere. He's like balding. He's short. He's thin. No. It's like I want to send a man to Tamar. I don't know where she stays at, but it's like, can we just send her a man? Because JR, that ain't it, sis. He ain't it. And I really, really do hope that she's done with him. I can't have nobody embarrassing me like this repeatedly. And I'm going to be standing by their side, smiling like a politician's wife after the politician gets caught with a gay man or with another woman or with a prostitute. Like, I'm good. I'm good on all that. So, anyway, so that was the Tommy Lee and. I don't know. It's just shocking. It's not every day you see somebody getting on IG like, yeah, yo man was eating it. Good luck, sis. Like I said, it was one of my favorite rumors of the year. So I don't know. I hope to hear good things about Tamar because I'm concerned. I'm concerned that she is really, really hurting. And I don't believe that she has a single person in her corner telling her to be with JR. And that's stressful when everybody is forms a united front and won't stop telling you to dump your man. So I hope that she's okay. And I'm so sorry that this happened right before Christmas and New Year's. Like that really, really sucks. Moving on to other couple, or another couple, we got Cardi B and Offset. I have never been a Cardi B fan. I like some of her songs. I think she's funny. I follow her on the gram. But I don't. She's not for me. I'm more team Nicki. Nicki's talent is undisputed. Cardi B's talent is questionable. If that, and I just think there are things about Cardi that I'm not, they don't sit well with my spirit, so to speak, if I'm trying to be politically correct. But I could still be objective. And what I could say about Cardi being Offset officially or possibly splitting again, but this time for real, is that people, sometimes us regular civilians who aren't celebrities, we look at celebrities and we think that they should be together and we think it's sad when they're not going to be together. I think there's nothing sad about Cardi B and Offset not being together. Nothing. First and foremost, we don't know them. We don't know the dynamics of their marriage. We don't know how happy or unhappy they were and for how long. And so, first and foremost, we don't know if this is the best thing for either of them. Secondly, like, I feel that they kind of impulsively got married because they were deeply, deeply in lust and love. And that doesn't necessarily mean that that's a great setup for a long-term partnership, right? Especially like Cardi was like definitely young when she started dating Offset. Cardi has said that she always wanted to be a mom. And when she got pregnant, I thought it was surprising. But then I heard her in interviews talking about how she always wanted to be a mom. And I was like, you know what? This bitch probably got pregnant on purpose or is really happy about it. So I think when it comes to celebrities and non-celebrities, there are a lot of women who prioritize having kids. And when a woman prioritizes having kids and she has those children, a lot of times she no longer feels like she has to stay with her children's father, that she has to remain in a relationship with her children's father. So I feel that Cardi B wanted to be a mom and she wanted to be with Offset, but when things weren't working out, she might have thought, I don't know, she might have thought, okay, I already got my kids, I'm still young, I'm still popping, I'm a do me, which she has the right to do so, but it's fascinating to me how many men don't understand, like, some women's number one goal is to have children more than it is to like be married to someone for the rest of their life. So you got to act right because a woman is not going to stay with you just because she had kids with you. But anyways, I just think that with the resources and the great family that I won't be vague. Cardi B has a lot of money and she also has a really great big family unit. I used to watch her stories. Her family is always doing some type of function and they're very supportive. Cardi is going to be fine and her kids are going to be fine. And I don't even care about who she dates. The only people, excuse me, that I would like Cardi B to date is women. Like, I just feel like Cardi B would be like the lesbian of all lesbians. And she does have a past of being with women. And I would like to see Cardi B with women. I don't really want to see Cardi B with men. Something about Cardi just doesn't say wifey to me. And I don't mean that in any type of derogatory way. I just mean that I don't really ride for Cardi. And I just think she should focus on her career and being a mom and just like having her fun and not being anything too serious, or I hope she didn't get out, or I hope she's not going to get out of this marriage just to get into a whole new marriage. I hope that she just kind of does the work, works on herself, and doesn't feel like she has anything to prove to the public as far as like who she's going to be with, how long she's going to be with them. Like, I just rather see her with bitches, honestly. Like, I don't give a shit about who she dates. And I can't even think of who I would want her to be with because I don't care. I'm not that invested in what Cardi B is up to and what Cardi B is doing. I used to like look at all of her stories on Instagram years ago. I barely look at anything. I just don't really feel like Offset is husband material, just like I don't feel like Cardi is wifey material. I think they're both for the streets, or they both should just be for the streets for now. And not try to, again, prove anything to anyone. Just do your thing. And it's weird because sometimes it's like y'all should have just been dating the whole time if you're gonna just go ahead and get divorced. But, you know, I just hope that nobody is like bummed or sad or devastated. I know when they would break up in the past, some people would care. I hope nobody is still on that because I can tell you right now, I don't believe that Cardi or Offset is crying about this. I feel that they were probably broken up for a while, probably having issues for a while, and they're, if anything, they're feeling a little bit happier that they no longer got to be together. But I don't know. This is one couple that I cannot pretend to have a lot of sympathy for that they broke up. I just don't care, especially because this is like Cardi's like third breakup announcement. And so I guess we'll see what they're up to next year. If or I'll mention it if I care, because as you can tell, I'm not caring. I'm just like the podcasters who just like repeatedly talk about how they don't give a shit about a story. That's kind of me and Cardi B and Offset. So, all right, love y'all. Talk to you soon.